Is it possible to meet your future incarnation today? I don't see why not. Because if you think about it, just because it is going to be your next incarnation does not necessarily mean that you will most definitely and absolutely, or that it's guaranteed that you will reincarnate into the future. In fact, your next incarnation may very well be in the past. The flow of time is an illusion, right? And consciousness is not bound to the same laws of locality as the physical body. So if you subscribe to the idea of reincarnation, and there's loads of evidence in support of the concept, of the idea, of reincarnation. So if you subscribe to that, you also have to take a step back and at least be willing to accept, or at the very least play with the idea that because the flow of time is an illusion, and there's absolutely no guarantee or no law that says that you absolutely must reincarnate in a linear fashion. That said, there's also no law that would preclude you from reincarnating in your present time concurrently as you presently exist, which means that your next life, your future incarnation, your next avatar, whatever word or terminology you want to use, could be walking the earth right now. To take it a step further, you might actually know your future incarnation. You may actually be in a relationship with your future self, with your future incarnation. Wouldn't that be incredibly trippy? See, the subscription to this linear flow of time is kind of what trips us up, right? It's a construct, but it's a false construct because it's not necessarily how things work, right? Even though it seems intuitive because we experience time day to day in a linear fashion, it does not mean that in the grand scheme of things, so that is actually what's going on. As I said before, all of time is happening right now. So all of your future incarnations and your past incarnations also exist simultaneously right now. So then, bringing it in, if your past self in ancient Greece or your future self on some alternate dimension, right? If you are existing concurrently right now and all of these periods in time, then there's nothing to say that you couldn't have future incarnations now. There's also nothing to say that you can't have past incarnations also right now. Like your past self could be existing in this present moment of space-time with you. It sort of starts to play with that idea of the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. I still haven't seen the movie, but I get the general idea, which it basically suggests that we are one being simultaneously having a concurrent experience. If you Google one electron theory, there's a theory that states that every electron is just the same electron existing everywhere at once. It's the same electron. Now, if you take things back to one of the oldest beliefs, the Hindu, the Vedic scriptures, and they have said once again that all of us collectively are one Brahman having multiple incarnations simultaneously right now. So I don't find it far-fetched. However hard it is to imagine, I don't find it far-fetched or impossible to have a concurrent simultaneous incarnations of past, present, and future, all yourselves existing right now. Take it a step further, actually. I was watching an episode of Doctor Who, and it featured a character called the Master. For those of you who aren't familiar, he's almost like the nemesis of the main character, the Doctor. And at one moment in space-time, he died, right? But then because the Doctor had a time machine, she, in her present incarnation, was able to go back to an earlier moment in time where he has also been traveling, except that that earlier moment in time where he was traveling was also in the future. So it was not necessarily in the past because he too had a time machine, which made me think about human beings in a much more simplified version of this. If you think about the fact that, once again, we are all concurrently existing simultaneously right now because all of time exists right now, then you have to think of an individual as sort of like day to day to day, right? And each version of yourself exists simultaneously right now. So to use myself, there is a Joe of 2017 who looked considerably different than the Joe of, let's say, 2050. But should I make it to 2050, now, I don't know how far away that is now. Let's say I live to 2100, just for, I don't want to do the math right now. But if I make it to 2100 and then I die January 1st, 2100, that doesn't mean that I no longer exist. I still exist. It's just that should you have a time machine, you will not be able to interact with me at any moment after January 1st, 2100. So I am still existing. All of these slices of Joe, all of these variations of Joe, all of these variants of Joe, all of these fractals of Joe that make the whole is spread through space-time from my year of birth, right, to my year of death. Each day, you should be able to find me. And I will always exist as Joe in that moment in space-time. Which then begs the question of the simulation hypothesis in consciousness, right? So let's bring in, solidify the idea of having a time machine. If we are able to travel through time, if a future generation invents time travel, then I should be able to visit anyone who's technically dead, just based on their date of birth and date of death. They will exist in that moment in space-time, always, simultaneously, concurrently, right now. The only thing that death does is essentially just restricts that particular incarnation to a very specific moment in time. That's it. Which then means, and I should say, in this universe, because there's also the quantum immortality theory that says that, like, we never really die. We just shift universes every time we survive whatever almost killed us, which I have several videos on that as well. But at least if I have a time machine that is only set to travel through time in this universe, then anybody that I want to visit, I can visit within just a particular or specific moment in space-time. I can travel and deal with any version of them. And the only limitation is their death date and their birth date. But it's also a location in space-time that I can find whatever variation of them that I'm searching for, which then means that literally I'm not just me, right? So go through my catalog of all videos and you see different videos. Those are all my different selves. That's Joe in 2021, March 15th. There's Joe in, you know, 2017, right, January 1st, right? There's all of these different Joes spread throughout space-time, which means that I'm not one individual, which means that you are not one individual. Not even taking into consideration collapsing wave function and all these variations of the self that can be collapsed by others' observation in you. If you take it as something just as simple as existing in a moment in space-time, nobody dies. Nobody dies. You can't. If all of time is happening right now, then nobody dies. All death is just a corridor. It's just a wall that's put up that says, okay, after this moment in space-time, new versions of this person no longer exist. That's it. Right? So while we may not be able to interact with the individuals that we love after a particular moment in space-time, it does not mean that they no longer exist. Even the staunch, like the most staunch, the staunchest, the most staunch atheists will have to accept this, because the premise is on, it's a scientific premise, it's quantum physics. Albert Einstein, right? All of time is happening right now. The flow of time appears to be linear, but it's an illusion. Everything exists right now. So nobody dies. A friend of mine has a parent that is going through the end of their life. They're dying from dementia. And I try to remind them that you have to look at the individual across all space and time. Because this individual, all of these days that they are, this, the last 5 years of their life is not really them compared to 75 years of their life where they were bright and vibrant. The only thing right now that's stopping us from interacting and to be able to access that individual is of course, the limitations of our technology, at least in the physical world. But please understand that those limitations are also illusions. Outside of form, your astral body is not limited and can at any point in time go back and interact with all of the variations of your loved ones outside of these last five years, right? So that person is still here, right? There's a temptation with people with dementia and with Alzheimer's to say, well, they're no longer here. But they are. You're just not able to interact with that version of them while you're in this incarnation, while you're in this form. They do exist still. So whatever it is that happens to me, I hope this is not some sort of ominous thing. Obviously, eventually this avatar will expire. Let's push it to 2100, January 1st. But note that I have still existed and I still exist every single day from my year of birth to my year of death. And if you happen to have a time machine, please stop by and say hello.